Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Martin Shields. I'm a certified financial planner and wealth manager at Boucher Financial Group. And I'm your host today for Let's Talk Money. I'm sitting in for my colleague, Stephen Boucher, on this gorgeous early fall afternoon. And I hope that you're doing well. We're obviously all on our minds today, even if we're out doing something different, is 20 years ago where we were and what was going on as we remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm 52, and I can clearly say that there was no other event that was of that magnitude or even close. You know, whether it's the smells, the sounds, I mean, I distinctly remember so many things from that day. I was actually at the time living in Washington, D.C., not far from the Pentagon at all, but I was actually at this time up at my parents' house in upstate New York, and just remember so many elements of that and how scary it was and just kind of earth-shattering. So I hope that you're doing well as you're going through your day and remember those individuals that perished on that day, over 3,000 people. And their families. And then, of course, you know, all the other people who perished in the wars that followed. And, you know, we just wrapped up the war in Afghanistan. And I think, you know, we would all like to have seen it wrapped up differently. You know, again, I think in a day like today, you remember those who have lost. And, you know, you also remember what you have. You know, I say this to my kids, they're teenagers. You know, you may have your problems with different parts of the government. You know, you go down the list of things that you may have issues with you know, our country. But with that said, it is not even close. I just talking to a gentleman yesterday about this is from an economics perspective, you know, starting a company. And I said, you name your country, name your country, and you tell me how it's going to be better than starting your company, whether it's a public company and or, you know, private company. Than anywhere here in the U.S. And again, I'm not saying it's perfect. There could be many things, good or bad, depending on your view, they could be different, but it is as good as it gets. And I go down through the list of reasons why this country is just amazing. And that's just, you know, from a capitalistic economic perspective where I've kind of, you know, have good understanding in. But just the one thing I would try to always communicate to our kids is like, it doesn't have to be this, meaning that what we live in and the peace and tranquility that we see more or less day to day, like that is not a given, right? I mean, you know, you look at Afghanistan and those poor people there, and certainly, you know, any women in that, you know, culture now, that what they have to deal with, and, you know, they're not alone. There's a lot of other countries, most of the majority of other countries, whether it be poverty and or, you know, oppression from, you know, the ruling class, you go down through the list. And what we have here in this country, and just how many amazing things that we have, you got it. You're telling you folks, every given day, you better wake up and be thankful that you live in this country, and that we have what we have. And it, again, doesn't mean we can't try to make it better and come together more as people. You know, I think that's, to me, when I think about it a little bit, is, you know, there's definitely some challenges we face as a country. I don't feel like we're as united as we were certainly after 9/11. And, you know, that was, you know, a situation just united us tremendously. And, you know, I think about, too, the 1990s, right? I was in my 20s living in D.C., working in telecom. And, you know, I would say, I always made the comment, I was aware of it at that age in 1999. I said, this is like the Roman Empire, right? Maybe that was actually a lot of foresight there. But, you know, I'm like, it's amazing, right? It was just during the 90s. And it was, again, kind of a time of innocence in some respects, or the 80s, right? And that's, you know, when I grew up as a teenager and some of my 20-some, which is, it was really, we had very little hardships. You know, the 90s, we had a booming economy. You know, you had the 93 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, but beyond that, very limited other issues like that. You know, you even had, think about it, you had a federal government that actually had a surplus. Imagine that, a federal government that had an annual surplus on their budget. Boy, we'd love to have that, huh? So, yeah, things are different, but please, you know, take a minute with your family, with your friends, just you personally, to appreciate where you are and what we have and how thankful we are. And I'm thankful to be here with you to answer any questions you may have regarding your financial planning or investment management concerns. And you can reach me at 800-TALK-WI. That's 800-825-5949. Again, it's 800-825-5949. So, you know, any question you have regarding financial planning or investment management, I encourage you to call in with those questions. And, you know, as we always say, there's no silly or dumb question except for the one that you don't ask, and you may be doing your fellow listener a favor by asking that question. So go ahead. I hope that you're doing well. I'm actually, you know, with modern technology, folks, I tell you, there's certain things that, because of the pandemic, you know, as a firm, we have evolved tremendously. I mean, I've always said, as a firm, we've embraced technology in a tremendous way. You know, we've always been paperless. We've had a portal for our clients to go look at their performance that we can upload documents to. You know, internally, we've used technology in tremendous ways. But because of the pandemic, we've even, you know, gone up to the nth degree with technology. And, you know, what it allows me to do is we used to have to go down to the studio down for WGY down in Latham. And, you know, the one upside is I get to see our producer, Zach, who's probably one of the greatest guys around. But now we get to talk over the phone. But, you know, now I can do the radio show from anywhere. I can do the radio show from anywhere with technology. And I happen to be in our office in Saratoga right now. And down below me, they're going to have, usually they have a Flag Day parade in June. And I think because of the pandemic and other things, it got delayed until today. And so it's very appropriate that they have that going on. But I'm looking out our window. It's lots of folks out there. Beautiful day for a parade. So, you know, it's if you not doing anything, you want to get up. I think it goes from 12 to 2. So it's plenty of time to still get here. But certainly an appropriate day to you know, have a Flag Day parade and, again, celebrate 9/11. But if you have any questions, give me a call. You can reach me at 800-825-5949. So throughout the show today, I'm just going to mention a few things I'm thankful for, because I think that is, they say, and I agree with this, that, you know, one of the ways to have a positive mentality and kind of really appreciate life is to take time to talk about things that you're appreciative of and that, you know, that really have helped you in your life. And today I ended up speaking with one of my college professors. His name is Dr. Woodruff, and really just an awesome guy. And he literally sends me a birthday card every year for my birthday. I never forgets. And this guy was just phenomenal. One of the smartest people I've ever met, 1600 on his SATs. And what was great about Dr. Woodruff, probably one of the best sense of humors, one of the smartest guys, but he was passionate about his students. I mean, he could, any given night, I'd see him in the library, I could talk to him about whatever, but I could talk to him about economics, and he would be more than willing to talk with me. And he's still that way. And the other thing I was talking about, he's, I don't know how old he is, he's gonna be in his 70s. But, you know, this guy still has a passion for learning. He lives out by University of Rhode Island, and goes to school out there. He takes two classes a day out there. A week. And, you know, just, I think that's awesome, right? Having that passion for learning at any point. That's fantastic. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. We actually have a special guest. Mr. Steve Boucher is on the line. Mr. Boucher, are you there?
Marty, I tried to fool you by saying I was Stefano.
Well, our friend Zach said Steve.
Nickname.
He said Steve. And I said, well, I'm sure there's many Steves in the Albany area, and I was going to get it as soon as I was done with my comment, and then he said, Mr. Boucher, so it's good to talk with you.
Well, you know, I listened to your opening comments, and you really nailed it and hit everybody, you know, where it counts in their heart. You know, 20 years ago today, I think we'll remember Marty forever and ever and ever. I know I was actually on a plane on my way to California. And we know
great.
That the
That's
trains
great.
Came out of Boston, New York, and D.C., and my plane actually had to be put down in Philadelphia in between each of the towers. And I remember the first thing I thought of was my family. I called my wife. Yeah. Then I called my son's school, my daughter's school, let them know because they knew I was flying to California. So yeah. It was really crazy.
And then, I mean, that really is amazing. You were on a plane that day and that morning. That is really, you know, random. You know, let's face it, there wasn't that many people on planes that day, relatively speaking. You happened to be on one. And, you know, it could have been your plane, right? And
it was one of the big ones going to California, and that's what they were using. But
did you
nailed it on the head, and I'm sure we'll remember this forever. So yeah. I just wanted to call. You know, we got so many great things happening in the firm, Marty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, I get excited. I know you're excited with me. And
yep.
you know, being the senior leadership team, you, John Millay, and myself. I mean, when you think we added 6 new associates on this year. Right now, we have 4 CFPs, soon to be 6, 3 CPAs, soon to be 4. And, you know, Jason Alonzo just joined us, 21 years managing a mutual fund at J.P. Morgan. He's really qualified. He's really heading the investments with Paolo LaPietra. We got a lot of good things going on.
Now, I've said to you, I mean, I've been here 10, I'm a 10th year with you. And, you know, it's been 10 years of nothing but growth and great positive things, but I don't think I remember the firm being at this spot ever. I'm many both just, you know, and I think, right? I mean, you know, we see it with clients, you know, maybe selling businesses, retiring, and, you know, prospective clients. And then, you know, with the team members that we have on, you know, I love our model, which is a good model, which is hire people who are smarter than you. And,
exactly.
You know, these young guns that we're hiring, they are smart, hardworking folks. It doesn't get any better, really, right?
Well, we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of talent. But, you know, I'm going to leave you with the show. I just want to call in and make comment. You know, I know that the listening audience, we talk every week about investing and inflation and everything. And think, since January 1st, gas prices are up 50%. Global debt, $281 trillion. There's 12 zeros in a trillion. Bond yields, after inflation, no return. The Fed keeps printing money. Food costs are soaring. The rich get richer. Will stocks go through some volatility? And stocks could very well go through some volatility, because when you think about it, what's the S&P up year to date? 20-21%? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, just right there. Yeah, it's right there, just shy.
And I mean, you think of the headlines, Marty, and all that people are worried about. And I heard you talk a little bit about Afghanistan. And, you know, I mean, God, the world's a crazy place, but this stock market just, it seems to be resilient and just continues to march on.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we talked about, September and October historically can be a volatile time, right? It's historically it can be, but I'm looking at the chart of the S&P 500 and, you know, it's had dips like it's having right now. You know, we're down a little bit from our highs, but all year long, more or less, you've had dips in that range. And, you know, when there is TINA, right, that acronym stands for there is no alternative, then, you know, that's when you get, you know, the market that can move higher. And the fact of the matter is corporate profits have been justifying that. You know, the second quarter corporate profits came in really strong. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. You know, there may be a little bit of a pullback, obviously, with the Delta variant. But, you know, that's still, you know, the Federal Reserve is providing that stimulus. And, you know, as we talked about, you know, you get in that Goldilocks environment, right, which is, you know, mostly good news, but some enough bad news that, you know, the Federal Reserve allows there to be that kind of liquidity, both in keeping rates low and also buying bonds on the open market. And that Goldilocks type of environment can keep this market moving higher. So,
well, you know, since the bottom of the Great Recession back in March of 2009, I've been saying, and you hit it on the head, I bet I've said it 1,000 times, not too hot, not too cold, just right. The stock market likes that. There's no surprises. And no matter what the headlines are, the stock market really trades on the fundamentals of the economy, jobs, and so many other things. It's not, you know, I mean, I go back 20 years ago when I was managing my clients' money and 9/11 hit. And, you know, it was just, God, scary as ever. And the stock market recovered within a few short weeks. I mean, crazy. And it's, you know, the stock market over time, I say it every week on the show, stocks, they go up. I guarantee they go down. They always have recovered, and they always have gone on to make all-time highs. The key is not to get scared, but this is a good time for clients to really, and investors to really think about their portfolio, any money they need over the next 12, 24 months with us at all-time highs. I forget how many record highs we've made. I think like 30 or 40 in the S&P. But this is the time if investors need to take money off the table, this is the time to do it while the market's up, if they need a little cushion, let's say, for the next couple of years. But anyway, I'm going to leave the listening audience in good hands, Marty, with you, because I appreciate, you know, I'm traveling, as a lot of our listening audience don't realize this, but we have clients in 25 states. We have a lot of clients in the South, and we're looking at actually adding an advisor on so that we can personally, face-to-face, see clients when we come out from underneath this dark umbrella. So I got some business that I've been attending to, and I appreciate you letting me attend to that. And with that being said, with no further ado, let me hand it off to Marty Shields. Marty, thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, and safe travels as you're out there traveling today. So, well, it's always great to talk to my colleague, Steve. I'll tell you, Steve and I, it's been 10 years. And before that, he would say we interviewed each other for a year and a half. And, you know, we don't always see eye to eye. We may have differences of opinions on different things, but I've always appreciated Steve on many levels. Personally, we are friends, and I appreciate him personally. But, you know, professionally, you know, it's, you know, as you have colleagues, you're going to have disagreements and different views on things. But fundamentally, as we manage the business, Steve and I are on the exact same page. And, you know, and that page is, you know, it's client first. It is. And, you know, it's interesting because we're actually going through a review of our marketing material right now. We're working with a firm out of Saratoga Springs. It's called Lift Marketing. And it's capital LIFT. They are awesome. Just what a like great team. This group is, you have to go check them out. I mean, they've done actually the advertising campaign for the Freedom Tower. They do, you know, advertising work for West Mountain, but they do a lot of national work as well. And, you know, the talent there, you know, you're meeting with them here in Saratoga, and there's an element you're like, this feels like we're, you know, we could be in Manhattan meeting with these folks because they're that smart and talented. And so we're working with them on our marketing. And, you know, what that requires you to do, if anybody out there has done this, is, you know, take an assessment of, you know, what is it about your firm that, you know, clients come to work with you? Because you got to be able to articulate that on your marketing material. And, you know, why do clients stay with you? And, you know, we have an extremely high client retention rate. So it's over 98, 99% annually. And I will tell you, this year in particular, but any given year, you know, we have clients that occasionally will leave us. There's something going on. And, you know, we always talk about asking clients to give us some guidance, you know, because we could be going one direction and I thought we'd go in another. But I will tell you that, you know, this year in particular, how many clients have come back to us? You know, whether it's, you know, 6 months, a year, sometimes it's like a couple weeks. And they say, you know what, and we always say this, you know, it's always a business decision. We never take it personally. We always ask for guidance as things we could do better. That's our goal as an organization, is to find out what we can do better to serve our clients. But if somebody ever changes their mind to come back, you know, without a doubt, we're always like, absolutely, we would love to work with you. And that's the relationship we have with our clients. You know, as Steve mentioned, as you're, you know, we're in a great spot from an organization perspective, but you have to kind of, you know, go through from a marketing perspective and evaluate, you know, your strengths and, you know, even your weaknesses. What are areas that you need to focus on? And, you know, and the thing is, too, is when you start to talk about that, like you really need to boil it down, right? You know, it can't be pages and pages of ideas. It has to be the pertinent ones that really are the most compelling ones as to, you know, where do you stand as a company and, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, that through the process we've been doing that, You know, to me, it's very good because, I mean, we talk with prospective clients, so we kind of know this anyways. You know, when we meet with a prospective client, you know, we go through their situation and what's, you know, how we can help them. But we're also talking a little bit about what we do, and they have a good understanding of what it means to work with our firm. So, you know, we have these conversations anyways, but when you actually have to put pen to paper and put it down, and that's what we need to do when we're working with Lyft, you know, it kind of really helps you hone in on that and those really key elements that are so important. And frankly, you know, really when it comes down to it, it's our people. I mean, that is just, that's what it's about, is we've got just such a great team, and it starts at the top with Steve. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, he and I, as I go through all this marketing material and the ideas, we're on the same page. You know, it's just like identical. And again, when you start with, it's about your people and it's about the clients, and everything else is secondary, right? The people and your clients, and you make the firm about them. Well, then, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and, you know, some days of stress, some long weekends, but, you know, at the same time, like, it's, you end up loving it and being passionate about it. And, it's my long-winded way of saying that having a colleague like Steve Boucher is I'm fortunate to do that. But folks, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. You can reach me at 1-800-TALK, WGY. That's 800-825-5949. So before we go to commercial break, I just wanted to chat with you real briefly about gifting. And in particular, I was just talking to an individual about they wanted to gift they give money on an annual basis, but they wanted to gift basically their proceeds from their 403B. And this is an individual who's done very well, no kids, never married, just a great person. And, you know, they wanted to actually take care of their alma mater. They just, you know, that the school just did so much for them to get them where they wanted to be. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was, you know, putting them in their will, or basically as the beneficiary of their account. But the important element of this was to have a conversation with them now, right? Because a couple things. One is, hey, listen, you know, you're taking care of that organization, so they should know that before you're dead, right? Because they may want to really thank you and, you know, get to know you a little bit. And with this individual, what he found out was that there was another very wealthy alumnus who was going to match 2-for-1. Any dollars that were given to this one particular area. So he found that out, right? So they've already started helping students in this one area. And, you know, I just would really say to you, which is, if you're thinking about giving money when you pass away, you know, do a couple things. One is, maybe you want to actually give that money now, and, you know, that's or start giving that money. If not, you should definitely be having conversations with that organization to let them know that you plan on doing this, right? And, you know, because they're going to want to know that. And I'm on enough boards to let you know what that means. And, you know, it's great when we find out, like, as a surprise that somebody's done this, and that happens. But, you know, at the same time, like, that's not the best way. Most organizations would love to be able to meet with you and just kind of know who you are and kind of get a better feel for that. And so I would encourage you, if you think you're going to, you know, donate to an organization, a charitable organization, even to family members, frankly, especially if they don't maybe know this, as you get older, let them know that. And let them know, you know, if it's family members, what you would hope they would use that money for. And frankly, even with an organization, you know, don't be shy to say, hey, you know, either particularly tie these dollars to a particular area, or, you know, say, I would like them to be using this. And those are your dollars. So don't be afraid to do that. Well, folks, we're going to go to commercial break, but come back and join us as we continue the discussion and we take your questions. You're listening to Let's Talk Money on News Radio WGY, 103.1 FM, 8:10 a.m. Come back and join us, folks. Welcome back, folks.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
For those of you just joining us, my name is Martin Shields, and I'm a wealth manager at Boucher Financial Group. And I'm your host today for Let's Talk Money. I'm sitting in for my colleague, Stephen Boucher. If you were on the listening to the first part of the show, you heard him join us for a little bit, just to kind of talk about his thoughts with 9/11 here. And, you know, kind of we're all consumed with that for the day and, you know, thinking about where we were and our family members and you know, those individuals that perished and the sacrifices, you think in particular with the policemen or the fire department. And, you know, it's just stories of these individuals running up those stairs as everybody's running out. And it's really phenomenal. I mean, we're fortunate, I think, you know, with any of our policemen or fire departments, but, you know, understanding the risk these people take on any given day it's impressive. And it's a lot of sacrifice and also for our military families. I mean, I say this all the time. I think as a country, frankly, we'd be better off if everybody had to serve 6 months or a year in the military. And also if we were going to have any wars that you have a war tax, because I think we've had 20 years of wars and it's been on the burden of a few families, relatively speaking. And, you know, that's if it's people would act a lot differently, if everybody could potentially go into battle and have to make the sacrifices that our military families have to make. And people would act much differently if you had to pay for these wars too, right? And you pay for it like with a tax. So that's, you know, again, the economist in me talking, but, you know, I just, you know, take the day to appreciate those folks. And, you know, as I mentioned, appreciate in your life what you're fortunate about. And every one of us has something to be fortunate about. You know, I mentioned Dr. Woodruff, who was just a real role model to me when I was in undergrad as an economics major. You know, the other, you know, people I mentioned today is my mom and dad. So my dad passed away just coming on a year ago, September 24th of last year. And they were married for 55 years. And, you know, they just were role models to me and my siblings. And, you know, it's just when you grow up with parents like that who, you know, teach you right or wrong, teach you about making mistakes and how to handle those, you know, about asking for forgiveness and forgiving and, you know, just being a good person, you know, it puts you in a good spot. And I don't take that for granted, right? That, you know, when I started my adult life, I was in a pretty good spot. And it doesn't mean I haven't made mistakes and things that I wish I had done differently, but it did allow me to handle those mistakes and keep the right mindset. And that's that foundation that we talk about that's so important. So thanks to my dad, who's rest in peace, and my mom. And, you know, if you want to call in and tell me who you're thankful for or something you're thankful for, I'd be more than happy to chat with you. But, you know, we're also here to talk about money and financial planning and investment management. And you can reach me at 800-825-5949. That's 800-825-5949. So, you know, with our firm, we're managing now getting close to $900 million. That's right, folks. We manage close to $900 million. And, you know, as we grow, we add amazing human capital and we add amazing technology that allows us to manage the firm and really go out of our way to communicate and to help our clients. And, you know, I've been here for 10 years and it's just been invaluable, as I see it, as we've grown, what we've been able to add resource-wise to work with our clients. But, you know, one of the areas that, you know, we deal with is endowments. And, you know, that's near and dear to our heart. We are big believers in supporting the community, both from our time. I serve on a number of boards and financial resources. And we work with a lot of nonprofits to manage their endowments. And I want to give you some perspective on what that means to us, but I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have Judy, who I guess is on the road. How you doing, Judy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
I have a question about your firm.
Yes.
And whether or not you feel you have a department or a specialty area in dealing with stock options.
That's a great question, and the answer is we do. We do. We actually are seeing this more and more. We just have been talking with different clients about giving them strategies. So with employee stock purchase plans, with restricted stock, and with stock options. We have two individuals on our tax side that have expertise in that area. And then we have a gentleman that Steve mentioned, we just brought on for JP Morgan. That has expertise in the investment side. So that is an area that we do focus on with many of our executive clients.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Feel free to call in our office and we can, you know, share some more detailed thoughts depending on your circumstances.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Drive safely. So it's a great question by Judy. And I will tell you, you know, we're seeing this more and more, both, you know, because our firm now deals with more folks around the country. As Steve mentioned, we deal with clients around 25 different states. And then even here in the Albany area, there's a number of publicly traded companies that have their stocks done very well. And, you know, you need to manage that. And there's a lot of, you know, we didn't go into any of this with Judy, but there's a lot of components to it. There's an investment element. There is a risk management element because you've got a lot tied up with your company, both your employment, your future employment, bonuses, and also, you know, if you have, you could have employee stock purchase plan, you could have restricted stock, you could have stock options. So, you know, all those come together. And I will tell you that I was in the public space working in public telecom during the boom days. And I had all those components. And I say this, I was a finance guy. I was the guy dealing with mergers and acquisitions and business planning. And I knew that stuff well. You know, one area I didn't know well at that time, I didn't know personal financial planning very well. I did not. I was in my 20s and probably a little bit overconfident in my skill set in that for that area. Not mergers and acquisition, but in personal financial planning. And I always say, I wish I had engaged a knowledgeable financial planner, investment manager to help me with that. Absolutely would have been better off. That without a doubt would have been better off. And, you know, many of our clients are in the finance space. They're executives on the finance side, but they're smart folks and they know that they need to work with somebody like us on those and having a plan in place that, again, not only takes in consideration the investment component, but the tax component, because that can be as important. So having those come together and, you know, with the market, you know, hitting all-time highs and, you know, many company stock has just done incredibly well. You know, I always say, especially coming from the telecom space, which if you know anything about that, there was a lot of winners and then a lot of losers. You know, you can't be afraid to take some gains in that concentrated stock position, right? You know, we always recommend to our clients they keep their concentrated stock position to 5 or 10%. And especially if you work at a company, you know, you start, you know, getting a stock position that goes much above that. Again, you got a lot of risk tied up in that, both from your employment perspective, bonuses, and then also with your stock that you've got to manage properly. So, love to talk to Judy and or anybody out there who's listening. And, you know, with these individuals that we have on, I'll tell you, this is what we talk about. You know, bringing on people who, frankly, you know, my goal is to hire people who are smarter than me. And, you know, and they're also just great team members. And, you know, we take the Steve Jobs approach to management, which is we want to hire these folks so they can tell us what we should be doing as a firm, right? And, you know, with Steve and I managing it and with John Millay, our goal is to kind of be those team leaders to provide the strategic direction as to how we do that. Because as you get bigger and as you grow and you add different services, you know, there's got to be somebody at the top that's kind of putting together that strategic element, but you need the underlying team members to execute on that. And, you know, I feel thankful to be able to do that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just talking to actually a colleague of mine from the telecom days. He's a great guy, probably, you know, just a brilliant guy, really smart, really nice guy. And he was working for Amazon out in Seattle and had a pretty big role. And I just talked to him the other day and he said he's no longer with them. And I was asking why. He said, because he had a manager that was just an absolute disaster. And there's an article about, I think they're calling it Bezosism, about how, you know, Amazon manages their team. And frankly, I don't think I'd want to be part of it. The way he described this, and as I read about the article, that's so far from what our firm is about, which is empowering our team members. We don't even call them employees because we view them as team members, just to do the right thing for our clients. And that empowerment, you know, we demand a lot. It's, you know, it's, I always say to people, there's some element of stress working here, right? It's not, if you want a laid back job, this is not the place to go work. But if you want to do something that's challenging, that is very rewarding. I feel fortunate every day I go to work how that the opportunity I have, then, you know, a place like Boucher is ideal. We hire people who are smart, hardworking, humble. I will say that about our team members. They are humble folks. They are willing to take on any task to help our clients or other team members. And that's why we're fortunate. But let's get back to what we're discussing with endowments. So we work with a lot of, I mentioned, nonprofits, a lot of endowments. We manage those endowments for them. And, you know, that is a very special part of our service and something we don't take lightly, because we view those nonprofits as partners. And I will tell you, and this comes from Steve, that, you know, we really go out of our way to support those organizations as partners in any way they need. And, you know, whether it's, you know, supporting them from a financial perspective and or, you know, with our time and donating our time to them, or, you know, sometimes it's putting them in touch with the right people, right? If you're the executive director of a nonprofit, you know, there's different folks that you may need to meet in the community. And, you know, we make an effort to do that for our nonprofits and our endowments. Sometimes it's about educating.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Donors about, you know, different things like I just talked about before, about, you know, contributing to that nonprofit and making bequests to that nonprofit, and, you know, different ways to do that, ways that can be more tax advantageous than others to make those charitable contributions. And, you know, we get involved with that, even, you know, giving them guidance on, you know, more strategic things, you know, like we do with our clients. You know, if you listen to the program, you know, we're our client's personal CFO. So really all that means is we get involved with any discussion with our individual and family clients, but that's true with even small business owners. And it's also true with nonprofits. You know, our discussions can range from everything from employee compensation to, you know, some strategic guidance that they're looking for, you know, some perspective on. And that's the great thing with our role is we're non-biased. We have no skin in the game one way or the other. We're not selling product or services. And, you know, we've got a lot of a different experience. You know, Steve with managing the firm for as many years, John Millay has got an awful lot of experience as a CPA and, you know, he runs our sister company, Boucher and Clark. And then, you know, myself, I've, you know, 12 to 15 years of corporate finance experience, buying companies and finding partners and doing business planning analysis and pricing. So, you know, you put all that together along with the other team members, you know, that's a big part of how we work with our nonprofits. And, you know, it just, I can't say enough about how much that partnership means to us. And, you know, a lot of that too is, you know, educating the investment committee and the board of directors on different things, particularly as it relates to the portfolio and how to utilize the portfolio. You know, there's definitely some finance folks on the board or on those committees, but not always. There's a lot of folks that don't have a background in finance, and being able to give them guidance can be very important and valuable. Well, folks, we're going to go to commercial break, but come back and join us as we take your questions. You're listening to Let's Talk Money on News Radio WGY, 103.1 FM, 810 AM. Welcome back, folks. For those of you just joining us, my name is Martin Shields, and I'm your host today for Let's Talk Money. And I'm here to take any questions you may have regarding your financial planning or investment management concerns. You can reach me at 1-800-TALK-WGY. That's 800-825-5949. Again, it's 800-825-5949. So I hope you're out there enjoying your Saturday afternoon on this very special day, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And throughout the show, I've been talking about how important it is to, you know, appreciate the country we live in. Think about the folks that perished. Think about the folks that make sacrifices for us, the firemen, the police department, and in particular, the armed services. And we have a neighbor who is the CEO of the nuclear power plant here, naval CEO, and he now is the CEO of one of the big ships out, you know, in the Asia Pacific area. And you know, just great people, he and his wife, and you know, just know the sacrifices that he makes and all those families around the ship. They go out there for 8 months at a time, and they don't even know when they're going to come back. You know, I think he was supposed to come back at a particular time, and he might get delayed. And so he, you think about that. He's out on a ship, and, you know, he's been doing this for many years. He's, you know, really moved up in the ranks. And, you know, he has to leave his wife behind, their son is now out of the house. But, you know, the sacrifices that these people make is just tremendous. And, you know, just to be appreciated them and what they do. But, you know, I also would ask you to think about and appreciate something that's going on just yourself personally. I don't think we do that enough. You know, it's things we talk about with our clients, frankly, is just, you know, so many of them have done all the right things to get themselves in the right spot. And, you know, they get to be in their late 50s, 60s or something like that. And, you know, it's really our goal is to help them spend some money. And that can be challenging for people that are used to saving money, right? When you're used to saving money, you're used to a paycheck, to turn around and start spending some of that money, I'm telling you, it is, I've seen it before, it's challenging. And the other element is just them realizing what good a spot they're in, right? That to really spend some money. And, you know, we try to keep a rule of thumb of somewhere around 4-4.5% or below of a distribution rate annually. And as we've talked about before, we carve out 2 years worth of distributions and put it in a more conservative allocation for our clients. So if there's market volatility, you know, they could be in our growth allocation, which is 80-20. If there's market volatility, they're fine. Not a problem. They can handle that completely. But, you know, that still takes a mindset change. You know, you got to get comfortable with taking a distribution from your portfolio and feeling comfortable with it. And, you know, frankly, I think that's where our firm does such a great service for our clients is just taking that responsibility, that emotion of managing that portfolio and providing those distributions and providing that for them, right? And they don't think about it. It's like a paycheck that goes into their portfolio or, sorry, into their checking account, and it makes their life a lot easier. But, you know, one thing I want to talk about that I'm thankful for is I went to St. Bonaventure University. It's my word. I went to undergrad. And, you know, there's something called the Franciscan spirit. And what that means is simply that just an ability to appreciate where you are in your life, what the positive elements are. And, you know, if there's things that are not going right, understanding, you know, how to put that plan in place to handle those. But the Franciscan nature is, one about, appreciating both nature. St. Francis and St. Bonaventure were very much about nature, which is very important to me. But it's about, trying to have some element of love and this concept of forgiveness and asking for forgiveness, right? Those are powerful tools. So I'm thankful that I went to St. Bonaventure and for that Franciscan spirit that was available. So Danny Yubani's out there, our Franciscan. I know Sienna is out there, our rival school. I hope you're appreciating that as well. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Mike from Albany. Mike, you there?
Hey. Yeah, I had a question in regards to deferred comp.
Yes.
I set something up after I retired just to put some money in there to shelter, some payout money from retirement. And I'm just wondering now, do I need to move that to an advisor? What is the... Never really been involved with deferred comp. Don't really know what it does.
So do you know, is this with a company? Is this a 457 plan? Do you know how it's set up?
It was a 457 is how I believe it was. But through the employer, you could, have money taken out of your paycheck at some point. But before I retired, I just had some, retirement funds open up a deferred comp. You could put up to 39 grand, I think, in there. Tax-free.
So was it
I set it up as just so it's everything is safe, everything's in cash. But I just wonder if I should pull that out of there now and work with an advisor or.
So Mike, was it with the state government or was it with a nonprofit?
With the state government, right.
Okay, so with the state government, I want to just tell this to our listeners. With the state government, that 457 plan can get rolled into an IRA. You can do that, and I would recommend it. I would tell any listener, whether it's a 457 plan, a 401k plan, 403b plan, whenever you have the opportunity to roll into an IRA, as long as you have a somewhat well-thought-out plan, you're better off doing that. You're going to have more control over that asset, so I would recommend doing that. I am going to highlight to our listeners that if you have a 457 plan that is with a nonprofit, you cannot roll that into an IRA. You have to take a distribution from that 457 plan out over 10 years, and that's the only way to do it. But you're fortunate because if you're with the state government, you can move that into an IRA, and that's, frankly, it's better. So.
Very good. Thank you.
You got it, Mikey. Take care. Enjoy your Saturday. So, yeah, great question. And we see that issue with clients, prospective clients all the time, especially when that it can come as a surprise to people when they cannot roll their 457 plan over to an IRA when it's a nonprofit. And, the thing to remember with that is with the 457 plan or any deferred comp plan, whether it's with a company or not, that money is not yours. And that's why you didn't pay taxes on it. And it's potentially at risk. Now, with the state government, I don't think you have a problem. With most nonprofits, probably not a problem. But, you could have a nonprofit that goes under. That's not out of the realm of a possibility. And, with that, you could have an issue. So, it's just something you've got to be aware of. And again, you're going to be taking that out over 10 years. So, there is that risk that you got to be aware of. It's not as though that's without some risk. And again, most people aren't aware that they have that limitation in being able to not take it out with a nonprofit. But again, with Mike, because it's with the state, he can roll that over into an IRA. Well, folks, we're going to be wrapping up here soon. But before we do, just wanted to go in and talk about one last thing, and that is Medicare planning guidance on the New York State Insurance Exchange. And, one other thing that we do offer for our clients is guidance on that. And we partner with a firm here locally to get them guidance on that. And it's invaluable. And the reason I'll tell you that is Medicare is, it's complicated. I will certainly say it's not one of our most advisors' area of expertise, and we're fine with that, right? We want to get people who are experts in it, who actually take the same kind of fiduciary approach that we take in kind of working with our clients. And, you know, that's why it's so important to you know, for us, that when our clients need guidance on it, we have this firm to work with. And also with the New York Exchange, right? Because if you're retiring before age 65, one way or the other, you're going to need health insurance. And maybe you can get it through your prior employer, but maybe not. So, you know, that's really important. And try to make those decisions on your own, or perhaps work with a broker who's not necessarily acting as a fiduciary, can be a problem. So I would really try to make sure that you're working with a broker who's going to act as a fiduciary for you to give you guidance on your Medicare and in particular any supplemental insurance. Well, folks, we spent an hour together. I hope it was beneficial for you. I appreciate you as listeners, and it's great to spend some time with you. Go have a great day out there. All right, folks, you listen to Let's Talk Money on News Radio WGY, 103.1 FM and 810 AM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.